Harper Audio presents Vampire Kisses 8, Cryptic Cravings, by Ellen Schreiber. Performed by Devin Sorvery. Rumors are spreading that there are vampires living in Dullsville. Becky Miller. Chapter 1. Blood Exchange. I had to admit it. Dullsville was no longer dull. In fact, for me, Raven Madison, the morbidly monotonous town I'd grown up in, had finally become the most exciting place on Earth. Not only was I madly in love with my vampire boyfriend, Alexander Sterling, but I'd witnessed for the first time in my vampire-obsessed existence an actual vampire bite. The only problem was that it wasn't my neck being bitten. This wouldn't have been such a tragedy for me if the recipient of the bite had been Onyx or Scarlet, the super-fabulous underworldly friends I'd met at the Coffin Club. But the bite was given to my own vampire adversary, a real vampire and gothic beauty, Luna Maxwell. I'd been waiting almost a year to be bitten, since I'd met Alexander, not to mention my entire life of immortal dreaming. But for Luna, it happened within hours of meeting another vampire. That night, on Alexander's lawn, there had been an amazing group of partygoers, a handful of vampires mixing with the mortal local students. It was something I'd never thought would happen. While playing Spin the Bloody Bottle, Luna and Sebastian, Alexander's handsome and hapless best friend, had locked eyes and gone in for more than a